Itch, from showrunner Amanda Morrison, created by Melanie Halsall and developed by Dan Belinka. Written by Melanie Halsall, Dan Belinka, Heather Wilson, Ron Elliott, Jessica Brookman, and Roger Monk. This recording is adapted from the audio of the TV series produced by Comics Entertainment Productions, in association with Feisty Dame Productions, and is based on the book by Simon Mayo and read by a full cast.
Hi, I'm Itch. In case you're wondering what kind of a name Itch is, it's short for Itchingham. Itchingham Aloft, international man of mystery, science extraordinaire.
I think you mean Dork, who collects junk.
Chloe, get out of my room. For the record, I don't collect junk. I collect elements, just like the ones on the periodic table. Which brings me to the story of how I had the wildest summer of my life, all thanks to my element collection. So sit back, relax, and get ready to hear the greatest action-packed adventure in the history of science.
You are such a nerd.
Chloe! I said get out!
You're having a laugh, mate. I don't need a permit to park my caravan in this quarry. I am doing vital scientific work. There's something special about the ground beneath Seaburg. I've been studying... Whoa! Are you feeling that where you are, mate? The whole quarry shook.
Going to be another sunny week in Seaburg with no sign of a repeat of last month's freaky earthquake. Speaking of earthquakes, we've got nothing but non-stop music to shake up your day.
Itch, I asked you to empty the dishwasher.
In a minute. I'm just in the middle of something.
Okay, sodium oxide, element Na2O, only mildly dangerous. Okay, maybe not mild, but if Benjamin Franklin had ever said, maybe I shouldn't attach this kite to this key during a lightning storm, we wouldn't have discovered electricity. Now, where was I? Yeah, two parts, element H. Oh, cool.
Itch!
Sorry, Mum.
What is wrong with you?
Nothing, Mum. Maybe... singed my hair a bit, that's all.
A bit?
Yeah, but... and I did a really cool experiment.
I don't care about your experiment. You nearly blew up the house. I thought it was another earthquake.
Mum, it was nothing like an earthquake. Earthquakes are caused by tectonic plates moving within the Earth's gravitational field. Explosions happen when energy is suddenly released in the form of heat.
Stop. Itch. You could have killed us all.
The blast radius was nowhere near big enough.
No more experiments in the house. I'm going to have to speak to your dad about this.
Is he coming home?
Just go down to the beach until the smoke clears. I'll send your sister down too.